This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Monday, April 24th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson's coming up in T-minus 20 minutes, hosting from deep in the heart of Texas in studio. So our great reporter and InfoWars editor is visiting us for another week from the United Kingdom. We're really blessed to have him along with the rest of the amazing crew. Well, InfoWars and yours truly, Alex Jones, has been one of the biggest stories in the last week and a half. It is the attempted crucifixion of yours truly as a archetype, as a symbol of someone that would dare challenge the establishment, someone that would dare go up against the norms, and someone who doesn't care if they get demonized and attacked by MSM. That's why I'm under attack, to send a message to everybody else that you keep your head down and you shut up and you keep your mouth shut and you do what you're told, or we'll call you a racist, or we'll call you Hitler, or we'll claim that you raped the Easter Bunny. The sky's the limit. We'll say you're a Russian spy if you don't toe the line. But you see, MSM is so discredited with a 6% approval rating in last year's AP poll, the most untrusted group out there, even worse than Congress, that to be attacked by them is a badge of honor. In fact, if I was given the Nobel Peace Prize, I would return it. And I'm saying that hypothetically, I'm not actually saying I'd get it, because they give it to war criminals like Henry Kissinger and Barack Obama. It's a joke. I never go to award shows when I'm offered them. I'm just not into that. But I will tell you, it is a giant award. It is an award that I am extremely, extremely proud of at every level, to be lied about and demonized by the corporate whore media, to have the prostitute media, as Gerald Celente coined the term, coming after me, lying about me, knowing that I can't defend myself while I'm obviously under a gag order in a big family court custody dispute. But don't worry, I'll be able to speak out soon. This is over, hopefully, on Friday. So a lot coming up today with Paul Joseph Watson and more, but it is a red badge of honor and of courage that they are doing this to me. And I'll tell you what's even better. We've never had more traffic, and we've never had more support from the listeners. It's unprecedented. Paul Watson and I went out to dinner last night. He and I and his girlfriend and some of the crew, Rob Dew, the Nightly News director, and we just talked about the incredible support we're getting in traffic and people sharing the links, the videos, and emails and comments, but also financial support, people buying the high-quality water filtration systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, super high-quality supplements, Patriot apparel so you can exercise the First Amendment and meet like-minded people. It's really an amazing time to be alive right now, and your support has been amazing, so thank you so much. It allows us, in the face of them taking our sponsors, in the face of them kicking us off Google, in the face of Google getting caught censoring us 2 weeks ago and having to admit that there was a secret program to do it, but still ongoing. They didn't stop. In the face of all that, we have come back and more. So please support us today. We've got big specials of, 25% off on DNA Force, our flagship product that is about to sell out, but I'm still discounting it. And we're doing 20% off on top of 33% off on the bone broth, turmeric, chaga, mushroom, / bee pollen, and more. Amazing product of Caveman at InfoWars Store. .com, InfoWarsLife.com, and a lot more. And these are really great products, just like our information's cutting edge. Our nutraceuticals are cutting edge. So we're going to go to break. Start your engines. We've got huge Korea news, obviously. Trump's first 100 days is coming up on Saturday. We'll look back on that and where he's going, where he's done what he said he would do, and other areas where he's doing things I think are wrong, like talking about it and trying to criminally go after Julian Assange and more. So that's all coming up straight ahead on the other side of this transmission. InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link. The enemy hopes you won't. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
Look at the headlines from the London Guardian. Trump's going to destroy the world, and this man is the reason he got elected. The devil in Mr. Jones. And the article in the Daily Beast ends with saying that I'm the devil. The article ended in the Daily Beast by saying that I'm very calm and private, and so I must be lying about all this on purpose just to be evil. What? You're the one saying I'm fake and that I'm saying I'm an actor when I said I believe what I'm saying, but sometimes I play satire roles to illustrate things when I'm wearing a lizard mask. Everybody who's thinking understands what that means. Why are these people projecting onto us that we're going to destroy the earth and that I'm the devil? Because this is the evil globalist system projecting onto me and you what they are. They say I'm a counterfeit and a fake. It's like they say Trump's a fake and didn't really win the election. The Russians did it. They're saying you're fake and you didn't really vote. They're saying populism didn't really have a win. They're saying you're a failure. They're saying you're a fraud. They're saying you don't have any power because they know you have power and they want to convince you you don't have power. Yeah. I'm going to destroy the earth with Trump and I'm the devil. Bull. I wear my heart on the sleeve and you see the effects of what we've done together changing the world. And the proof is in the pudding. You judge a tree by its fruits and ask yourself why the globalists are so eager to bring me down. It's Monday, April 24th, 2017. and you have found it, the American resistance, the spearhead in the fight against the globalist. That's why I'm so honored that we are one of the most attacked organizations and groups in the world. Well, I'm very thankful for your prayers, your support, and obviously our amazing crew in Austin, Texas, and all they're doing, making this transmission possible. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be in studio hosting while I am going through my trials and tribulations, because I'm fighting the globalists, and those that love me, as Christ said, as I love Christ, will be persecuted for it. And I'm not on some high horse as Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but my heart is right, and I want justice and freedom. I want to stop the oppression of the innocents. I want to stop the forced abortions around the world. I want to educate people about abortion so they'll make the right decision and stop it. I want to ban partial birth abortion. I want to fight eugenics. I want to fight the culture of death. So that's why they say I'm the culture of death, and I hate people, and I'm a liar, and I'm a fake, and all these other things, is because they're so scared. They know that we're willing to go on to the end and never back down, whatever the cost may be, because the cost of submitting to these tyrants is so much greater. And people always ask me, the number one question I get is, why are you still alive? Well, God, fate, but also I've been very, very visible in the spotlight. So I said, before they kill me, now listen, because this is important. I say a lot of important stuff, obviously. We live in important times. I've always said that if they really try to assassinate my character and really go to the bottom of the barrel and make stuff up and really put 5 or 6 investigative journalists on me at all times in Austin, Texas, following me basically everywhere I go, that is an attempt to assassinate my character, to assassinate my image, to assassinate who I am by building a straw man. Because first they kill who you are in the media. First they kill your image, and then they kill you personally. Gary Webb, I talked to him about 2 weeks before they killed him, you know, the guy that wrote about the CIA and drug dealing. He's been vindicated, of course. Films have been made about it, exposing all of it. Kill the Messenger was one, came out a few years ago, very powerful documentary film style, but cinematic, that he knew they were coming to kill him. Because he had his new book coming out proving everything he'd said previously. They tried to discredit him. They said he was discredited. He never was discredited. Just like Zero Point Energy was never discredited. Or just like so many other technologies they've shelved have never been discredited. They just say they're discredited, and the military-industrial complex, Combine, the technocrats that run it, that Eisenhower warned of, they then never give any funding out for it. So there's forbidden information that's seen as disruptive, and there's forbidden technology that's seen as disruptive. And one of the big things Trump wants to do, I know from the inside, from the highest levels, is try to turn loose of a lot of those technologies that they said are disruptive. He's not just turning on our old technology like coal, or saying we're going to have a manned space program again, but he's doing so many other things to unlock the secrets of the universe, because many of them have already been unlocked. Think how far we've come since 1,000 years ago, or since 2,000 years ago. So let me run down some of the news coming up today. U.S. tells North Korea to cease destabilizing actions and rhetoric. French election, Marie Le Pen, of course they have fake polls, saying she'd lose by 10 points. She won in the runoff out of 11 people running, and is now going up against the socialist they call a centrist, Macron, who wants open borders to bring more of the jihadis in and to arrest French men and women who criticize the Islamicists. He, of course, has come out, he's a globalist, and said, just get used to terror attacks. Just accept it. People killing you, burning cities down every few weeks. It's no big deal. So we have that information. That's all coming up with Paul Joseph Watson in studio in the next segment. But let me get to the attack on InfoWars first, right now. I get asked all the time why I don't give mainstream media interviews anymore unless they're live. And I have been offered to go on The View Live and Good Morning America Live, a few things this last week. I haven't had time. Plus, there's obviously in my civil case right now, my family, there's a gag order, so there's no point in going on there. But all these other channels and stations don't even ask me to come on CNN or Fox News or CBS News or ABC News or Nightline or Colbert or Trevor Noah or any of these shows, as they lie about me. And then other print reporters are always asking me, they're always saying, Alex, why don't you let us come to Austin and interview you? And it's because every time I do it, I used to do it every week, then it was every month, then it was every year. And it's because I will, here's a microcosm from the Daily Beast, the devil and Mr. Jones, out today. I am at the RNC in July. I get a phone call, and Tucker Carlson wants to have dinner. So I go, and I sit down at this table with Tucker Carlson and his son and his family and a bunch of reporters. And some of them are Democrats. And as I'm walking out, Roger Stone's at another table. He'd also been at dinner there with Carlson. We can show you a photo of this. And the Daily Beast has it. And they called me over. They called me over. He said, hey, have a drink. And I was like, oh, I got to go back to work. But you know, you can see Roger there with his vodka martini. So I sat there about 20 minutes talking to him. And these reporters say, man, you got to come on our podcast sometime. And I said, yeah, maybe. I said, is it live? And they said, well, you know, we tape it or whatever. And I said, okay, maybe. And they said, man, you're really calm. And it was like 10 at night, 9 at night. And I said, well, I still got to go do some work, some live feeds. But I said, I've been up since, you know, 5 a.m. is when I got this morning. I flew out of Austin at like 6 a.m., confronted Karl Rove that day and a lot more. I'm going to skip this network break. I haven't done that in a few days. I'm going to skip this network break and have more time before you get the poll. And this is a microcosm. There's thousands of articles a day attacking me, literally thousands. Every major print newspaper, magazines, hundreds of internet sites, you know, Daily Beast, Associated Press. So imagine people are saying, well, you know, why don't you do interviews? And so I said, yeah, maybe I'll give you an interview sometime, but I really don't want to do it right now. I'm tired. They go, man, you're really calm. And I went, oh, I see where you're going with this. You're saying I'm not real because it's a standard deal. And I said, when I start thinking about the globalists, the bad things they're doing, how they're trying to take our guns, get rid of our borders, bring in jihadis, give North Korea nuclear reactors, and all the things the globalists have done to destabilize our world and forced inoculations and all the rest of it, I get angry. And that's really me. But I do allow the dog off the leash. It's real, but it's a mode. It's like saying, is it real when I'm passionate to my wife and tell her I love her? Yeah, it's real, but it's allowing myself into that mode. Like going to a football game and going, yeah, or going fishing and being quiet, or going to church and being, you know, spiritual, or, you know, having sex with your wife. I mean, it's all a mode. And they literally are waging war on language. They're waging war on communication. They're waging war on energy and just having a spirit. So I knew where it was going. This is always the same. It's like I was on the BBC like 3 years ago. And right when the show ended, I'd been yelling at them. And I saw security ready to arrest me. So I shut up. I knew the shut up. Just like at CNN with Piers Morgan. Rob Dew was there. They had guys come out and say, you got a problem? You got a problem? And they even had cops and stuff when they took us out. They were like in our face, pissed. Like one producer lady was crying. And I, as soon as I got off that show, of course I was calm. And they go, oh, he's fake. He's calm once he goes off the air. Yeah, I'm on the air upset on purpose to get people's attention. But I mean what I'm saying. So they talk to people like they're 3 years old. And it's always the same mode. So in this article, they say the Iron Sheik and some other wrestler, I didn't really follow wrestling when I was a kid that much, I did some, were caught smoking pot together. But the thing was, the reason they were fired is they were caught because it was all fake, WWE. We're the ones that always said Republican Democrat establishment are working behind the scenes. That's all come out in the WikiLeaks. Like the WWE in the famous case of the Iron Sheik and who else? Iron Sheik and somebody else. It's in the article. It's a famous case. I remember when I was, you know, a kid. We're exposing the WWE and the New World Order. I don't sit there and say I'm real. It's ridiculous. Globalism has been exposed. The TPP has been reversed. Nationalism's rising all over the world. And InfoWarriors, our viewers, our listeners, have been at the heart of that whole thing. So what I tell reporters when they surround me is they say, give us an interview, give us a quote. And I say, make up whatever you want. I had Der Spiegel here because they did an article exposing how the CIA was running hundreds of German newspapers. And I knew they were bad and leftist, but I thought, maybe it'll be different because it's Europe. The guy lied. and said that I said, want to suck my sausage. When I said, would you like some sausage, I bought the people barbecue. And I said at that point, I'm done. That's it. Or I'm going to record everything when reporters are interviewing me, and I'm going to put the interviews out in whole. That's my new rule. I'm going to put an audio recorder down, and I'm going to say, this whole interview is going online when you publish. So just know that. In fact, that's how I'm going to get around this, because I've thought about it, and I've had that idea many times, but I've never actually carried it out. So Buckley, that's the new thing. I'll accept some interviews, but they have to sign an agreement that they won't say where our office is, they won't, you know, get into my kids or something, and that I'm going to audio record it so that I can at least put a record out of what is said and done, because they're so deceptive. So let me explain. All they wanted to do was wave me over to that table at that Italian restaurant. It was an excellent place there on the water in Cleveland. They call me over. They call you over.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And the fact that he's a Rothschild banker, he was literally cultivated in all these elitist institutions. Dellingpole writes, quote, all France has done is to guarantee the election of a lame duck caretaker president, continuation Hollande. And Hollande has now endorsed him, by the way, as we predicted he would, who will ensure that France's ongoing decline will continue unabated. Its industries will stagnate. Its social unrest will intensify. Ever greater numbers of its citizenry will be murdered in homegrown terrorist attacks. Its economy will tank. The country that was once arguably the most civilized and beautiful and sophisticated in all the world will descend ever deeper into chaos, ugliness, and despair. And we've talked about it. I've talked about it. I went to France 2 years ago, 3 years ago, went to France 1 year ago. You can see the decline. You can see the migrants on the streets, the intimidation, women afraid to go outside. Of course, they've had 6 jihadist attacks in Paris alone in the last 3 years, and yet the French people seemingly will vote for the person who will continue all of that, offering no alternative whatsoever, offering no policies to address the chronic problem with youth unemployment, the chronic problem with jihadist terrorism, the chronic problem with a lack of integration when it comes to these Islamic ghetto areas. But none of that's a problem. The biggest problem is my tweet from yesterday, which you can flash up on the screen. Before the vote was happening, hours before when Marine Le Pen supporters was going to the polls to vote for her, bearing in mind the only female candidate, or the only one with a chance at this point, she would have been the first female president of France in history. And yet, what did you have? So-called feminists, Antifa feminists, attacking people, trying to cause riots, trying to block French people voting for a woman. But they're the big feminists, actually trying to block the first female president of France in history. And a lot of people were very triggered by that tweet. You see, it got like 8,600 retweets. It went around the Twitter echo chamber, which is basically what it is at this point, with these far leftists tweeting it out to virtue signal to each other, which is what they do every single time. Calling me out for criticizing so-called feminists who are actively trying to block people from voting for France's first female president. They responded in kind on Twitter, and if you go to my Twitter homepage, you can scroll through some of these responses. I'll read them out, because these people need to be called out. So Luke Savage said, and these are all verified accounts, these are all prominent people in the media, in activism, all feminists. Luke Savage of CBC Canada, so-called feminists are protesting a fascist, so much for the tolerant left. Well, they're endorsing Islamofascism in protesting against Le Pen, the only candidate who has promised to address Islamofascism, which is creeping into France, Sharia law. And again, to the far left, a fascist is anyone who disagrees with them. So if you set the bar that low, then everyone is a fascist. Here's another response from Feminista Jones. Worst take about France's election so far. And then they link to the tweet that you just saw that I tweeted out yesterday. So again, they take your tweet, they quote it, and bounce it around their own echo chamber. They don't actually have a response. Oh no, they don't have an actual argument to respond to it, to debunk your points. They just bounce it around each other's virtue-signaling echo chamber and think that's good enough. And when you call them out on Twitter, they have a mental breakdown, get PTSD, and in some cases threaten lawsuits and claim you're harassing them for disagreeing with them on Twitter. There you see that response, 5,100 retweets. Feminista Jones, again, none of them have got an actual argument. Here's another one. This only goes to prove that feminists are not blind and vote for the best person regardless of gender. Really. It doesn't go to prove that they're literally voting for somebody in Macron who has promised to continue the policy of bringing into the country adherents of a belief system that literally treats women like cattle. Islamism. And the only candidate that is trying to reverse that, she's bad. The people who are protesting her, they're good. They're the real feminists, as they literally get behind a belief system that has something called Taharosh Gamia, otherwise known as the rape game. A belief system that embraces honor killings, acid attacks, forced arranged marriage, female genital mutilation. The notion that it's acceptable to take women as slaves. That's the belief system they're defending. We've played the clips. The feminists at the anti-Trump march in Germany, chanting Allah Akbar. They're literally aligning with, making an alliance with, the most anti-woman belief system on the planet ever. But I'm bad for tweeting out that it's silly for these feminists to protest against a woman who would be the first female president of France. Absolutely insane. That's what they're upset about. They're not upset about women being harassed, catcalled, physically assaulted on the streets. They're not upset about Cologne. They're not upset about what's happening in Sweden. They're upset about my tweet. And that tells you everything about how the far left is now making an alliance with Islamism. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news coming up. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jones Show, we have two huge guests coming up at the top of the next hour. We have Tommy Robinson. Actually, he's in the third hour. Of course, we've had Tommy on before. He's here to break down his latest confrontations, his encounters with the media, who he's now replacing, and they're not happy about that, and with online trolls. He actually went to somebody's house who called for his assassination on Twitter. If you haven't seen that video, we're going to play it in the background while Tommy talks about it later on in the show. That's in the third hour. Second hour, we have Front National parliamentary candidate Tony Thomas to discuss the French election and if Marine Le Pen can still win. So he's from Marine Le Pen's party. He's a supporter. Obviously, he knows all about it. He's also actually in South Korea. So we're going to also ask him about the tensions building up there. Is the citizenry panicking, or are they calm given all the build-up to war that we've seen in the past few weeks? That's Tony Thomas. He's coming up at the top of the next hour for his first appearance on the Alex Jones Show. That's going to be very interesting from a French perspective. But let's go back to that tweet again. This is what I tweeted yesterday. as voting was taking place in the French presidential election. So-called feminists are trying to block people voting for a woman. She would be the first female president of France. Let that sink in. And it created an absolute tidal wave of butthurt on Twitter from the usual suspects. The feminists, the far left that have aligned, the regressives that have aligned with Islamism because they broadly share the same beliefs. We showed you the clips before, the feminists chanting Allah Akbar at the anti-Trump rally in Berlin, Germany. We showed you the ISIS manuals about how they want to recruit members of the far left, give them weapons, and radicalize them. They literally say that in ISIS manifestos because they broadly share the same goals. Again, doesn't mean that feminists are going to go out to Syria and fight for ISIS, but it just shows you the ideological basis of both those extreme belief systems are beginning to align. So a lot of people got very triggered on Twitter, as they usually do. Here's another one. Again, these are all verified accounts from people within the media, so we're going to call them out. So again, I tweeted, you know, why are feminists rallying, rioting to block people from voting for a woman? One person responded, Rosalind Warren, today in I Don't Understand Feminism. That's it. So again, they don't have an argument. They just think by highlighting your tweet and bouncing it around their own stupid echo chamber, that gives them social brownie points. Classic virtue signaling, classic nonsense doesn't constitute an argument. So again, I responded, today in I don't have an argument, but I know how to pander and virtue signal to idiots. And that was the sum of the argument that they had. Here's another one. And this is all in the past 12 hours, by the way. Charles Clark responded to the same tweet. I've been on Twitter for 8 years, and this is by far the dumbest tweet I've ever seen. Again, doesn't explain why, doesn't have an actual argument as to why making that point is dumb, which was a very good point, which is why it got retweeted 8,000 times. Again, it shows you, they never have an argument. They just get triggered by it. And triggered is a very overused word. It's been hijacked by the left. So whenever you criticize them, oh, now you're the triggered snowflake. Again, they're very lazy. They can't even come up with their own insults. But it's overused to mean anyone who has a cogent, logical criticism of another belief system or idea. That's not how it should be used. But that's how they use it. And again, they've got no comeback whatsoever. They're truly triggered because they just frothingly respond and bounce it around their own echo chamber but have no actual counter-argument. And it's the same in all these cases. Again, they're not concerned about the fact that they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of people from a belief system that literally treats women in some countries on a par with cattle and animals, female genital mutilation, acid attacks, forced arranged marriages, honor killings, the whole lot, an ideology that literally has a rape game. That's literally what it's called, the rape game. You saw what happened to Laura Logan in Egypt. That's now happening in Europe. On a daily basis, we've had the stories. We have Turks in Germany, which we're going to get to a report later, raping a teenager but saying, oh, I don't understand the word no. Oh, and in my culture, rape is just rough sex. And they actually say that in the article. In his culture, it's different. It's seen as acceptable to just rape women. So he's not going to jail. He's not being deported. That's the progressive ideology that these people are apologists for in every single instance. We had Tim Pool, you remember he went out to Sweden to document the migrant crisis in the suburbs there, got kicked out by the police because they said they were about to be a riot if he stayed in the area with all these Islamists crowding around, putting their masks up, getting ready to throw stones after they previously attacked an Australian film crew. There you see him being escorted out of that migrant area in, I believe it was Stockholm, one of the suburbs there. He also went to France after that, spoke to an American who was living in France, and she basically said, yeah, we don't just get catcalled and harassed vocally on the street by migrants. They will literally come up to us and try to expose our breasts. But we have to be tolerant, so I guess we just have to put up with it. That's literally what she said, almost word for word, when he went to France and asked people about it. This is what they're willing to tolerate in the name of progressivism while criticizing me, calling me an idiot for saying the sight of feminists, blocking people in France from voting for a female candidate who would be the first female president of France. I'm bad for saying that. But all of that, that Marine Le Pen has promised to address, the only candidate who's promised to address it, she's the fascist again. Because anyone who disagrees with the far left is a fascist. Doesn't leave much room for diversity of opinion, does it? Absolutely incredible. But now we see what's happening in France. They're basically voting for their own national suicide. This is an article out of the Daily Mail, which was actually, we covered it a week ago, but it's integral to what happened yesterday. Headline, French election farce. Polling card blunder means 500,000 people could vote twice. Could spell peril for Marine Le Pen. Now, bearing in mind, she came second, but as we'd said last week, she probably needed to win to build that momentum. Macron probably needed to be eliminated because he is the establishment candidate. They all will rally around him for the second round, and the polls show overwhelmingly that he will almost certainly win. Problem is, 500,000 people living outside of France, who the vast majority of whom would be expected to vote for candidates other than Marine Le Pen, received two ballots. Oh, and by the way, the French government doesn't really care about it. They might investigate it after the election. The French police don't really care about it. They might investigate it after the election. They're just going to let it go. Imagine if Marine Le Pen supporters had been sent 500,000 extra ballots, you know, in a predominantly Le Pen supporting area. There'd be an absolute outrage. They'd probably suspend the election. It happens in favour of the establishment candidate, because these people living outside of France are more likely to be leftist, globalist, they're going to vote for him. It happens there. Nobody gives a damn. Oh, we might investigate it after the election. She loses by 2%. Again, she's through to the second round, but she came second. She lost to Macron by 2%. That reversed itself, by the way, during the course of the vote. She was ahead by 3 to 4% at one point. Oh, but just by coincidence, a late onrush of votes for Macron, and 500,000 people, mainly his supporters, just got mailed two ballots by accident, and nobody really cares about it. We might investigate it after, you know, who cares? Absolutely incredible stuff. 500,000 extra ballots sent out. So no wonder he's come first. I mean, incredible. Westminster reports Le Pen-Macron TV debate on May the 3rd. Now, Macron's actually agreed to this debate, which a lot of people are surprised about, because, of course, he's way ahead in the polls. He can only lose ground, she can only gain ground in a debate, but she would probably need to absolutely slaughter him to regain anything like what she needs to get close to him in the final 2 weeks of this election. Again, the question is, you know, France's next election is going to be in 5 years' time. They're continuing the same policies if they vote in Macron. Literally a Rothschild banker who's been working integrally within the French government, the same highly unpopular outgoing socialist French government that got just 6% of the vote. He's been in that government for years. Before that, he was a Rothschild banker. His entire shtick, this fake populist crap, was cooked up from within the French bureaucracy. He's the new Obama, hope and change, offering no change whatsoever. He's not going to shut down the mosque. He's not going to restrict Islamic immigration, which the vast majority of French people want. He's going to do absolutely nothing. This is just a continuation of Hollande. So they're voting for national suicide. It's basically over. Can they survive 5 years of it? Imagine the same policies in 5 years' time. 21 jihadist attacks in France since January 2015. They're voting for more of the same. Absolute insanity. Sputnik reports French presidential hopeful Le Pen wins 5% of votes in Paris. 5%. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, who succeeded to finish second in the first round of the presidential vote, gathered support of less than 5%. It was about 4.99% of voters living in the country's capital, the French Interior Ministry said Sunday after they counted 100% of the ballots. Macron, the establishment candidate, got 34.83% in Paris. So the epicenter of the jihadist attack, 6 massive attacks in the last 3 years, and they overwhelmingly vote for more of the same. Do these people deserve what they get at some point? I mean, it's absolutely harrowing at this point. 5%, just 5% voted for Marine Le Pen. Here's an even more concerning story, which is translated out of a French news source called ParisMatch.com. ISIS moves 820 kilos of explosives from Turkey to France. Absolutely harrowing story. We translated it. In fact, I'm going to write this up for an article because English language media hasn't reported on it yet. According to Turkish authorities, Daesh, or ISIS, has recently sought to traffic a large quantity of explosives for a major operation on French territory. Members of the Islamic State have allegedly activated in recent weeks to carry 820 kilos of explosives from Turkey to France, according to a statement by Turkish authorities. Paris Match has been able to verify the claims. So they're talking about this. Can they stop it? Did they stop it? 820 kilos of explosives trafficked to France through Italy via Turkey. Of course, we had all the reports about the terror attacks focusing on the election. We had the attack on Friday where the police officer was shot. Now they're talking about 820 kilos of explosives trafficked into France for this major operation. Could there be another attack right before the election? Of course, it would only likely benefit Marine Le Pen. But given that she only got 5% of the vote in Paris, they're probably fully signed over to Stockholm Syndrome at this point. Hug a Muslim, continue the same policies, continue the same level of bloodshed. Absolutely amazing what's taking place in France right now. Again, as Dellingpole points out in that article, which we flashed up earlier, doesn't mean that this nationalist or populist revolution sweeping the West is over if Marine Le Pen doesn't win. She's made strides. She's made strides since 5 years ago. She'll make strides again in 5 years. But what, if anything, will be left of polite society in France in 5 years' time? But again, 500,000 extra ballots sent out to people who are likely not her supporters. Probably a pretty good reason as to why Macron was able to make up that deficit, which we saw during the final hours of voting yesterday, and get that extra 2% he needed to carry the momentum through to the second round, which is on May the 7th. Sticking with Europe, Breitbart report only 2.65% of immigrants into Italy are refugees. Only 2.65%. According to official reports during the year 2016, only 2.65% of those immigrating into Italy were awarded asylum as refugees, with the vast majority staying on in the country as illegal undocumented immigrants. So they just disappear into the underground criminal economy as soon as they arrive there. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, a total of 181,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Italy during 2016, a record year in recent history. That figure does not include those who are able to enter the country undetected, but only those who are officially registered either by Italian officials or NGOs. So when you take out the numbers that just disappeared underground, who knows where they've gone, who knows what beliefs they hold, 2.65%. And we've played the clip before where the police just turn up with a busload of migrants and force bed and breakfast owners, forced hotel owners, to just hand over their property. We've played that clip before with the old man crying and screaming. The police come with guns. They say, your hotel is now a home for migrants. It's a migrant camp. We're seizing your property to literally hand it over to migrants. That's happening more and more in Italy. And the NGOs, which are involved in bringing the migrants in, are now operating as a virtual taxi service, bringing them into Italy. We've talked about this before. You see the clip I was just talking about. The police turn up, this old guy with the grey hair, they arrive, he's got a little bed and breakfast, little hotel. Remonstrating with the police, I think they later reported he had to go to hospital because he basically had a stroke, collapse because of the stress. They just bring in this busload of migrants from West Africa. Again, as we just said, only 2.65% of them are actual refugees. Oh, look, no women and children. Imagine my shock. They're not refugees. They're literally picking them up 11 miles off the coast of Libya. There you see public anger growing at taxi NGOs. They call the people smugglers. People blame the people smugglers, blame the NGOs, blame these far left groups. They're in direct communication with the people smugglers. They say, we have another boatload of migrants. We're 11 miles off the coast. Send the taxi. They send the ship. It brings them back to Italy. But again, what are we sold in the media? Oh, they're struggling to get here. They're fleeing war. 2.65% are actually refugees. These far left groups are going out to Calais. They're going back to Calais, setting up food stalls to feed them. All the migrants are coming back there after they demolished the camp, after it created absolute carnage, after they were trying to hijack lorries to get into Britain to get on the welfare. Again, you look at the pictures, no women and children, because they're not refugee families. They're economic migrants. They're taking advantage of it. It's causing massive problems. But it seems that France has voted for more of the same if they're going to pick Macron in round two. Incredible situation in Europe. We'll be back to talk about it more on The Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can share that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to dip back into the news. Big guest coming up in the next hour as well. But we have now available at InfoWarsStore.com Caveman True Paleo Formula, 20% off for a limited time only. This is the outstanding new product we have, proving very popular with people there. You see the five-star reviews again. For the first time ever, we're giving you 20% off. This is the first big discount we're offering on this on our Caveman True Paleo Formula at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. Caveman fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. The unique formulation behind Caveman combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science with ancient nutrition to deliver powerful benefits. There you see some of the 5-star reviews. It has the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. Caveman really is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. Love the chocolate flavor. Thank you so much. Great taste. Wonderful product. A lot of these products you can get elsewhere. They don't taste so good. This one does. I would buy this again. 5-star. A new lease on life. People overflowing with positive comments about this new product. Now available. For the first time at this discounted price, 20% off, it is Caveman True Paleo Formula, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you've been holding back on that, now is the time to jump in, because that discount's not going to stick around for long. We also have Survival Shield X2 available, and we have a new review, again, independent, third-party, 5-star review, best InfoWars product. This is Survival Shield X2. If you could only choose one product from the InfoWars Life products to use, this would be it. Only 3 drops per day, and it lasts forever. It's concentrated. Helps keep my iodine levels up for thyroid support and immune system strong. Haven't been sick in years. I've been using it. Highly recommended. I used to take a similar product years ago, and I had the same effect. Didn't get colds and flu. Hardly ever. Now I get them literally every 2 months. I need to get back on this. Now's the opportunity to do it. I'm surrounded by it. It is Survival Shield X2. Best InfoWars product, according to Jeff, who just left that 5-star review yesterday. And you can read the others at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, we're under constant assault on a daily basis. You've seen the piranhas attacking. It's a feasting session, they think. But we're not going anywhere, because we rely on your support. And you've shone through every single time we've asked for it. Amazing support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Daily Beast reports, Sean Hannity accused of inviting Fox News guests to his room. Again, this is part of the piranha attack. You saw them bring down Bill O'Reilly. You've seen them bring down others. Happened to Milo. Now Sean Hannity's under assault, but he's striking back. Basically, one of his Fox News guests claimed that he invited her to his bedroom. She says it wasn't sexual assault. But Hannity shot back. He said, quote, "My patience with this individual is over. I have retained a team of some of the finest and toughest lawyers in the country who are now in the process of laying out the legal course of action we will be taking." He basically says he will not allow slander and lies about himself to go unchallenged, and says it's a coordinated effort to now silence those with conservative views, which is what we've talked about again and again. They always go for the personal. Always. And people just believe it because, of course, mud sticks. They pressure people's sponsors. They pressure networks to get people kicked off the air via these unfounded allegations. Well, Hannity is hitting back. But you can see what he means. This is part of the general trend to silence those with conservative views, not by having a better argument, but by sniping and attacking them personally. Well, we're going to fight back. It's happening right now. This is the InfoWars Show live, InfoWars.com. Our guests coming up, don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to encourage all of